Well, another lovely day in the neotropical land of... Who is that? What the heck? Oh my God, was she a snake? What did I just see? You get distracted for one moment and... After that, Mojo, I didn't trust anything. If I looked away and then looked back, what I thought was there wasn't. Or what wasn't there was. I couldn't remember.
Are you saying you saw a woman change into a snake?
I didn't actually see it. But I think that's what happened.
You can't tell what's real and what's not.
Mojo, it's all real. It's just all shifting.
There you go.
Oh, thanks.
You seem so serious tonight, Jack.
She sounds to me like a shapeshifter.
What are you talking about?
Pandora's box. I think I've opened it.
Come on, tell me.
Jack's been seeing someone change herself into other someones.
What?
I don't even know if it's the same woman. I can never really focus on her without her being something else.
Yeah, like what?
A tree, a snake, a cat. But tonight, that's what really did it. I was on my way here. It was turning dark. The streetlights came on. I heard something pass overhead. It sounded like a bat. You know that kind of that fluttering sound that bats make? I was in between streetlights where it's pretty dim, and I saw her. She was standing there. I mean, she just seemed to appear. It was like...
Jack? How are you doing this evening?
Quiet, he's telling us a story.
What? What did I miss?
Jack saw a shapeshifter.
Do you mean the tree that was watching you?
This time she changed into a bat.
A baseball bat?
No, not that kind of bat.
Quiet, all right. Jack, continue.
Well, she was standing there, her arms folded in front of her. And then she sort of stretched out her arms, but her arms were webbed. And she just spread her wings and fluttered away.
Ooh, wish I could do that.
Maybe she was a fruit bat.
What do you mean, a fruit bat?
Fruit bats are big. Did you know their wingspan can be 6 feet?
No way, man.
It's true.
That's a mega bat.
That's exactly what they're called, mega bats.
Sounds like she could carry you off, Jack.
Maybe she's an infrit.
Infrit? You mean like in Arabian Nights?
Yeah, he knew one once.
They're demons. Demons with wings.
Ask Jack. He fell in love with one.
No. Is that true?
No, she wasn't really a demon.
I want to know what happened to the Batwoman.
She just flew away.
This happened when?
When I was walking over here tonight.
She was maybe waiting for you.
Thanks, Mojo.
Women who shapeshift into bats, hey, that's not a good thing.
Did you see her teeth?
She wasn't smiling.
I'd like to meet her.
I wouldn't.
Why?
Because she thinks I've done something to her, but I don't know what.
Why do you say that?
It's just the accusing way she looks at me.
Is she the woman in the stone?
I don't know. I think so.
You gonna be all right tonight?
Well, I'm not going cat whiskering.
No more tickling, Tiffany Blue.
I'm giving her back to you.
Now, don't forget, you're gonna play Jungle Jack tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Pyramid hopping.
Ooh, yeah. Do we all get to go?
Of course. First thing in the morning.
No cappuccino first?
Oh, Jake's got an espresso machine.
On his boat?
Yeah, and a French press, too.
Okay, then.
Well, you think you'll need another place to stay?
No, I'll be okay.
Just watch out for those mega bats, man.
I didn't walk home. I called a taxi. I didn't sleep well either. It was one of those toss and turn nights. I kept waking up, thinking there was someone in the room. I felt something was sitting in the wicker chair by the window. But when I got up, there was no one there. So I put a big fluffy cushion on the chair. And in the morning, there were two shapely impressions. Something had sat there.
Okay, we all here?
We are waiting for Linz Luna.
Where's the coffee?
Mojo is our barista.
Did you know there are bikini baristas?
Baristas in bikinis?
They're known as baristas.
No.
You better see what Mojo's wearing.
Oh, look, here comes Linz.
Hey, you guys.
What's in the duffel?
I didn't know what to wear.
You want to play barista?
What?
Better hang on, Jack. Jake's at the wheel.
Oh, by the way, where are we going?
Somewhere south.
Jake knows.
Where's the cappuccino?
I'll get it.
You know, She'd look good in a bikini.
Nah, too skinny.
So we headed out across the aqua blue waters. I sipped my cappuccino while the others sorted through the camping gear they were planning to carry with them. Mojo had brought along a sack of spray cans and tubes of every kind of mosquito repellent he could find. I knew we wouldn't be out in the open sea for long, so I figured I might as well sit back and enjoy the trip. And sure enough, we headed into the mangrove maze. The mangroves line the coast. They protect it, too. But once you get into that labyrinth of twisting, turning waterways, I don't know how you find your way out. Jake, do people get lost in here?
Now and then.
How do you find them?
Well, we have trained vultures.
Oh, I see. I assume that once we're on foot, we may see a snake or two?
Hey, Friedrich. Jack was asking, does a jungle have snakes?
We have many fine snakes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Belize has 140 species of reptiles.
Well, how many are poisonous?
About 20, but only 9 are really deadly.
Oh, you mean like instant?
Well, it depends on how big they are and how small you are.
So only 9 out of 140 will actually kill you. That's pretty good odds.
Yeah, stay away from the coral snakes.
They are lovely snakes.
Oh, I know. They are so cute.
Oh, and watch out for the fur de lance.
They're pretty small, aren't they?
They can get up to 6 feet.
6 feet? Fur de lance?
And don't forget the jumping viper.
So what's a jumping viper?
Well, they're short and fat, so when they strike, it looks like they're leaping on you.
And my favorite, the eyelash viper.
And that is because...
The scales by the eyes look like eyelashes.
Oh, you mean they're the Betty Boop of snakes?
It is one of the most beautiful venomous pit vipers.
I'll keep an eye out for her.
Well, you better look up then. They live in the tree.
There is the hognose viper.
Hognose?
Also known as rhino nose.
Right.
And the Mexican moccasin.
Well, let's hope it'll be taking a siesta.
Well, we have rattlesnakes too.
Friedrich, what is snake in German?
Schlange.
Right. Okay. Well, I think I've heard enough about deadly poisonous killer schlangas.
But don't you want to hear about the scorpions and the tarantulas?
No thanks.
Did they really call him Jungle Jack?
Yeah, that's what my brother told me.
Where is your brother?
Oh, he's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, he's the reason why we have this adventure.
The channel we had been following kept getting narrower until we couldn't go any further. So we started on foot. The jungle wasn't as dense as I thought it would be, but it wasn't easy going, that's for sure.
We have to climb that ridge. It's on the other side.
There was a path to follow. That helped, somewhat.
You think we're going to get there before it's dark?
Oh, who knows? You know, this better be worth the effort.
Is it going to be like what you saw in your dream?
No. I expect I'll be incredibly disappointed.
Oh, like Jake said, it is the Jaguar Temple.
How many Jaguar temples are there?
Who knows?
He said, this is the temple of the really great Jaguar.
Oh, great. I'm tempted to tell you all about my insect bites and scratches. I will say, Mojo's arsenal of repellent did help. A little. Ouch! We finally made it to the ridge.
Down there. Can you see that?
Jack, is that it?
I don't know.
It looks like someone was trying to clear the jungle off that pyramid.
But now it's all growing back.
Were they archaeologists?
Well, I heard it was someone with money.
Oh, that's an interesting pastime.
Well, come on. Let's go down there before it turns dark.
Yeah, what?
Is that the jaguar? The summit, is that it?
I think it is.
Do you see? It's been kept clear.
No vines, but it does look pretty weather-beaten.
Not pristine like in your dream?
No, but still, it's pretty majestic, isn't it?
Magical.
Maybe, or once was.
The sun is setting. Come on.
Onwards.
Now I'll bet you're wishing you'd gone bone fishing.
Oh, Mojo. Never mind. We finally reached the valley. At the base of the pyramid, we set up our tents. We built a fire and sat down for some chow.
Man, those Mayans must have been some crazy mothers.
Do you really think so?
I meant that in the most non-negative sense.
Oh, it was a fantastic culture. Great works of architecture, vast cities, have all been reclaimed by the jungle.
I heard up north, in Honduras, they just discovered a couple of big cities, bigger than anything they ever found before.
They used a device developed by NASA. It can see through the jungle canopy. They created a high-resolution map. Besides the cities, they found hundreds of smaller sites and thousands of canals and roads.
Really? They discovered all this just recently?
Yes, in the last year.
The Mayans built all that, and then they just up and left.
The anthropologists, the archaeologists, the philosophers, the poets, they have all been baffled ever since.
Now, what do you think of that, Jack?
I think I miss my hammock.
Oh, man. What's happened to Jungle Jack? Didn't you once find a lost city in Brazil?
Yeah. And I lost it again, too.
Klaus told me about your voyage up the Rio Negro, into the dark heart of the Amazon.
Oh, it wasn't that dark. Oh, I am exhausted. I'm nodding off just sitting here.
Come on, man. Time to turn in.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I guess. Something here that's so intense, I think it just knocked me right out.
Maybe that is because you are leaning back.
Oh, what?
Behind you, there are black orchids.
You mean these? Oh, yeah. They are black, aren't they? Nice.
That is one elegant odor.
Well, don't wake me till the coffee's brewing. Good night.
Buenas noches.
Whatever.